I want my way of thinking to be God's way of thinking. I want my way of doing things to be God's way of doing things. How does he do things? He does things by love. He does things by the word. He does things by his faith. And he does things by the anointing.
God has commanded us to grow up into Him in all things. But how do you do that in your thinking, your actions, and your words? Join Kenneth Copeland today on The Believer's Voice of Victory as he shares this vital teaching on how to love in these last days.
Let's open our Bibles this morning to several places of Scripture. Let's go first of all to the book of Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 8, wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now he that ascended, he that went up, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? That's when Jesus went to hell and suffered there for Adam's treason. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fulfill all things. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. Why, Jesus? How come you anointed apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers? For the perfecting of the saints. Perfecting of the body of Christ, in other words. For what, Lord? What do we need to be perfected for? For the work of the ministry. Well, now, Jesus, wait a minute. I thought you said you raised up apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Aren't they the ministry? No, they're the perfecters of the church. The ministry is carried out by the church. Well, of course, the fivefold ministry carries the anointings to perfect the saints. But now look what the ministry is that he's referring to here. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, which is the edifying of the body of Christ. Now what is it about that you don't understand? That's about as simple as you put it, really, isn't it? Well, what is the edifying of the body of Christ. Till we all come in the unity of the faith. Didn't say a thing in the world about the unity of our doctrines or ideas. It said in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a mature man, a grown up body. Now somewhere down the line, I suggest that it be today. You need to change your concept from being a child of God into being a man and woman of God. Amen. You've been a child long enough. Amen. Amen. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, or until the body grows up until we walk in the fullness of His anointing, the fullness of His blessing, the full stature of Him. He said, the works that I do, will you do also? Well, now, He said that, and that's His desire, so we're going to do them. Amen. And greater works than these shall you do, because I go to my Father. Well, what did He go do when He went to His Father? Well, that's just laid out right there. It said, when He ascended, He gave gifts unto men, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, which is the building up of His body. Amen. Now, that we henceforth be no more children. Tossed to and fro, carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Well, now, how do you grow up, Jesus? By speaking the truth, speaking the word in love, may grow up into him in all things. Grow up in your thinking. Grow up in your actions. Grow up in your words, most especially your words. Amen. Being fully and completely aware at all times. There's a saying that has grown into a huge prominence among in commercial aviation, those that fly on a professional level. And it's powerful. It's a powerful phrase. It's called situational awareness. You're aware all the time. There doesn't anything happen in that cockpit. You don't know what's going on. Situational awareness. And you train towards situational awareness as a crew. So you are more and more and more aware and ready all the time. Now, we need to take that into our thinking, situational awareness. I'm aware of the situation at all times. I am aware to be in love. I don't care what the situation is. I am aware that I am a minister of the love of God. I don't care what they call me. I don't care what they said to me. I don't care what they did to me. That's not my business. My business is not self-preservation here. My business is to preach the word of Jesus. My business is to bless. My business is to walk in the love and in the power of Almighty God. Amen. In all situation, becoming very, 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 very aware of your words and your actions and how they affect the environment where you are. I mean, this is so vital today. We've already heard this week. You're going to hear it again and again and again, and it's going to get more and more acute in your life and thinking as we grow closer to the end of this age. And that is, I don't care what the problems are. It's not government's fault. It's not even the devil's fault. It's the church's fault. Because we've been given the authority to do something about it. And we've been sitting around playing church, playing denomination, every wind of doctrine, dancing somebody around, acting like a bunch of adolescent little nursery babies. It's one thing when a baby acts like a baby. It's another thing when a 40-year-old acts like one. And I heard Brother Hagin say this one time, and it still tickles me. The Word of God, you know, said that I desire the sincere milk of the Word that you may grow thereby. And that's talking about spiritual babies. The book of Hebrews talks about spiritual babies. But it said the time has come when you ought to be teaching, and now you've gone back to needing milk. And Brother Hagin said he'd preached in churches that claimed they preached milk. And he said, Lord, they weren't preaching milk. He said, you just get that bunch's milk a little hot and they'll cut and run. Well, that's the way it was in 1919. That's the way it's going to be now. And ain't no whippersnapper from Texas going to come down here and tell us how to run our church. I ain't telling you how to run your church. I'm telling you what the Word of God says. Now, you're going to have to be responsible for running your church. Amen. Hallelujah. Situational awareness of my actions, my thoughts, my words, and how they affect this environment. Situational awareness and how do my actions enable the devil to do more of what he's out to do? What about the ministry that I'm connected to? What about the church that I go to? What about the company that I work for? It sure did get quiet in here this morning, didn't it? That's good. Right now, not shouting time. Right now, yes, Brother Copeland, that's right. Oh, yeah, the word's right, isn't it? Yeah, it is.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
But you'll shout in a little bit because we're headed somewhere with this. Now then, speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together. But now look, it's compacted or it's held together by that which the joints supply. That's the reason the body of Christ is so disjointed and so fragmented, is because the joints are not holding together. So we're going to talk about this today. Let's go from here over to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Two things that need to be on your mind all the time. Everything you see in the Word, everything you see in, on the job, everything you see on television, everything that goes in your mind ought to have two things, well, actually three, that stand up front and foremost in your mind. The commandment of love. And that's because of the blessing of Abraham. And all of that is on the Word of God. What does the Word say about that? Not what I think about it, what you think about it, what they think about it. But what does the Word say about it? How does God think? I'm having to change my way of thinking. I want my way of thinking to be God's way of thinking. I want my way of doing things to be God's way of doing things. How does he do things? He does things by love. He does things by the word. He does things by his faith. And he does things by the anointing. You keep the commandment of love and make yourself available. And you become situational aware of your words, your actions, and your thoughts at all times, wherever you are. That you are in the love of God and you're functioning in the love of God. Now, look, verse 4, agape, giving love, covenant love, suffers long, is kind, envies not, vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemly, seeks not her own, not easily provoked, thinks no evil, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears up under all things, believes, or in other words, believes the best of all things, believes everything the Bible says, and believes it in spite of what other people say and do. Hopes all things, endures all things, and that kind of love never fails. Never. Never fails. Now, let me walk you back through here now in something. That love never fails. Each one of those things, violation of them stopped the ministry of the Holy Spirit, which is the blessing of Abraham being manifest in the earth. All of these anointings are part of the blessing. You can trace every one of them. The anointing of healing, all of these things, you can trace them all back to the blessing. Amen. Turn with me over to the book of Jeremiah. We've got time enough here to read a couple of more scriptures, and we'll do so. The book of Jeremiah, and let us look into the 9th chapter. Verse 3, they bend their tongues like their bow. Talking about bow and arrow. for lies. Look at verse 5. And they will deceive everyone his neighbor and will not speak the truth. What does it say about speaking the truth to one another? Speaking the truth to your neighbor? Speaking the truth in love? Huh? Look at the contrast of that. They have taught their tongue to speak lies. Now, what did they do? They taught their tongue to say certain things. Look at the 8th verse. Their tongue is as an arrow shot out. Their tongue is as an arrow shot out. It is a missile. It's a bullet. It's a deadly weapon. The tongue, words, are spiritual containers. I tell you, you can cut somebody so deep, and particularly if they don't know how to get over it. It doesn't make any difference what anybody said to you. You can defeat it in your life. There's no such thing as a permanent hurt that the Word of God won't get rid of. But you have to get into the Word to do it. You can't carry that and feel sorry for yourself all these years. You know. Because that person, whoever it was, is still controlling your life. But words carry fear. Words carry faith. Words carry hate. Words carry love. Words carry discouragement and depression and oppression. And words carry encouragement and joy and strength. Amen. Just encourage somebody. You can build somebody up to the point of their victory just with a few words out of your mouth. Well, Brother Copeland, there's times that I just do and say things and I just can't help it. That's a lie. And it's time you started helping it. How do you react? How do you respond? You cannot wait until something wrong has happened or something bad has been said in order to then bring up love and react in the proper way. Now, that's not the order in which Jesus gave it. The Scripture says that this is our commandment, that we first believe on the name of His Son Jesus and love one another as He gave commandment. How did He give commandment? He said, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind and strength, and your neighbor as yourself, and love one another even as I have loved you. Now, in the 17th chapter of the book of John, in Jesus' prayer, He's praying moments before He went to the cross. And He said, Father, I pray that you reveal to them that you love them as much as you do me. And He said, I pray that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them. Now, that's what He went to the cross to provide. The love wherewith God loved Jesus may be in me. And me authorized to use it. That's the most awesome thought the human mind. You can't even conceive that. 500 years from now and you'd never plumb the depth of it. That God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, went to the cross, raised from the dead, seated at the right hand of the Father, and released from heaven through the earth to you, when you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, the love wherewith God, who is love, Creator, the Almighty God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Came in you.
Yes.
Not only authorized you, but commanded you to put it into operation. Amen. Why does He need that? Why does He need us to love like that? Doesn't He understand how rough that is on us? Why did He make it a commandment? Why didn't He just say, this sure would be nice if y'all do that? Because you wouldn't do it, that's why. Why did He make it a commandment? He said, as the Father has sent me, so send I you.
It's not enough.
It's not enough.
Stop telling me you love me.
Stop telling me you love me.
It's not enough.
Just show me.
Just show me.
Just show me.
Just show me that you love me.
People are looking for love, genuine godly love. Jesus said the first and greatest commandment is that we love God, and the second is to love one another. Kenneth Copeland Ministries wants to help you learn to walk in love. Love, Your First Priority is a two-sermon CD set that will show you how walking in love is a choice. Through practical and insightful teaching, Kenneth Copeland will show you the importance of love and how it can change your life and others.
You're walking in that commandment of love. When you're walking in that, you're walking in the light, and the working of it is continually cleansing your body, cleansing your mind of all acts, words, thoughts, and deeds of darkness.
To have true success in every area of our lives, love must be our first priority. To order your copy of Kenneth Copeland's teaching series, Love, Your First Priority, log on to kcm.org and order online. This teaching is now available for just $10. To order by phone, you may call us toll-free at 800-575-4455 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order your copy of Love, Your First Priority today and find out what it means to walk in true, godly love.
Love, your first priority. There's no Christian on earth you could stop and say, are we supposed to love one another? Well, yeah, but now, you know. there's two main things that is the problem of why people don't follow the commandment of God. This is not just something in the back of a Christmas card or something. This is the law of Jesus. You've got the law of Moses and the law of Jesus, and his law takes priority over all of the rest. And his law is to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself, and love one another even as I have loved you. But how are you going to do that, Brother Copeland? You don't understand this bunch I live around. No, the problem is you don't understand how to walk in this, because love never fails. You just need to know how. This series will stir you up. Praise God. Amen. But the main thing is to get you into a place where you know and understand what God has provided in His Word, because He has never given anybody a commandment that He did not provide the way, the means, the how, and the whatever it takes to fulfill it. So, do whatever it takes to get it in your hands. I'll tell you, you'll be glad you did. Praise the Lord. It really upsets people when you tell them Jesus went to hell. Why? To perfect, to destroy the power of sin, praise God, and to bring his body, His people, into a place that Adam had before he sinned, only far better. Because you see, Jesus is an all authority, both in heaven and in earth, and we are his joint heir. How do you grow up in Jesus? How do you grow up in your thinking? How do you grow up in your actions? How do you grow up in your words? How do you get to the place where you know what's going on around you all the time, not just in this natural world, but in this spiritual realm? Situational awareness is a phrase that I first heard it in my aviation training. I've been flying airplanes for 50 years, and that's where I first heard that. And I thought, boy, that's just dynamite. That's what the Word is giving us, is situational awareness. Be aware of the situation all time. Not just, oh, me, look at that. No. But aware of God all the time and what He's done to change the situation. To do all things by love and faith and the anointing, and keep the commandment of love, because my dear brother and sister, praise God, love never fails. Father, we thank you for that, and we give you praise.
I pray for this radio and television audience all over this world. Father, we rise up together. We take a stand together today. The blessing is at hand, and we need to release the blessing in this earth more than we ever have as the body of Christ. Help us do it, Lord. This whole planet is in the biggest mess it's ever been in since the day Jesus was raised from the dead. And, oh, Lord, it's our blessing that'll help bring them out and bring them into your glory. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Oh, man, hallelujah. Mark your calendar. West Coast Believers Convention, June 29 through July the 4th in Long Beach, California. Southwest Believers Convention right here in Fort Worth, that hometown meeting, man, August the 3rd through the 8th. And you get a chance to come out to the ministry. Well, you can come out to the ministry anytime you want to, but that's a very special meeting, as most of you know. For more information about our Believers Conventions, go to kcm.org, and all the information is there, and there's a lot of other really, really good stuff there on our website. We've got a dynamite website. I think you're going to like that. Glory and I invite you to come. The glory is going to shine in 2009. See you next week. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase a copy of today's broadcast on DVD or CD, visit our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. Join us at one of our events in 2009. Prepare to hear from God, activate the Eden blessing, and engage in the Word like never before. Come to the West Coast Believers Convention June 29th through July 4th at the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. The Southwest Believers Convention is August 3rd to the 8th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Then, join us at the Days of Refreshing meeting, September 13th to 18th at Eagle Mountain International Church, right here at the Kenneth Copeland Ministries headquarters in Fort Worth, Texas.
Thousands of people together on one accord, believing the Word, tapping into that power of that Word. It is life transforming. You'll never be the same.
To find out more about these or other Kenneth Copeland Ministries meetings, go to kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. Remember, the glory will shine in 2009.
Hello, I'm Gloria Copeland. Join me and the Copeland Girls. We're going to be here for a Mother's Day special week on the Believer's Voice of Victory. We're studying about how to be awakened to God, to His power, to His presence, wake up to the things of God, and allow the blessing to change you and your family.
You won't want to miss this special broadcast.